Welcome to the Easeful Uplevel, where we talk all things conscious entrepreneurship, spirituality, and upleveling without stress. Together, Aaron Tobias, our marketing expert, meets with Allison Borstad, our mindset expert, where we just get into the nitty-gritty of what it means to figure out who you are, what your purpose is, and what your next steps are. Our goal is to make it as effortless and easeful as possible, even when you're going through hard times. Our goal is to get our mindsets right and get our energy right so that we feel like we can attack anything, we can accomplish anything. Consider this your energetic upgrade of the day. We hope you love this episode. Oh, girl. I had like a really beautiful coaching session with this one woman. Like, she was asking me, you know, she was saying, like, she said, I know that I'm scaling my business to $300,000 months. That's my big goal in the next 5 to 10 years is $300,000 months. And she was like,
goal or her goal?
Her goal.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, whoa, girl. And it was interesting because she was like, what's yours? And I was like, that's interesting. I was like, you know what? I don't really know.
Yeah.
It was like, at one point I had thoughts like that, but yeah, I was like, that's interesting. Cause I don't know that it's good, bad, or neither, right? Of not setting those types of goals.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was interesting. But she's like, is that possibility open to you? And I was like, oh, I don't know. It was just really interesting, right? She's like, why wouldn't it be open to you? And I was like, it just sounds like a lot of work. There's like a bunch of things, right? Sounds like a lot of responsibility. It sounds like a bunch of da-da-da-da-da. But yeah, she's like, well, what if it was a book? What if it was what if it was something that was easeful, right? Could it at least be a possibility that you could open your mind or your energy to? And I was like, that's interesting. Because I actually did feel like I was a bit closed to that because it sounded scary. So,
yeah.
Not that I'm going to go pursuing making 300K, you know, a month right now, but I just thought that was a really interesting observation. There's a handful of things, or even in terms of I manifested my dream house, right? But she's like, will this be the dream house for now? Or are you going to be in the same dream house in 5 or 10 years? I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know. I just thought it was interesting in terms of the dreaming and the visioning piece. I was like, that's really interesting because I've been doing less of that, but part of me is now integrating how much of that is the wisdom of letting the universe delight me in some ways, right? And then how much of it is aspects of me being scared of the expansion.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. So anyways, there's something that I'm going to ponder and reflect on. I thought that was, it definitely was I don't know. It was scratching some kind of itch where I was like, that's interesting. That's something to explore.
Yeah, for right? sure. I think, I feel like for me, it's more so the money aspect I know will come. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's not as exciting of a goal. If that makes sense. And I don't think I'm making excuses because, I want the money to come in. I have a lot of big plans for it when it does. And I think it will come in within the next few months, honestly. I don't see. I'm getting kind of sorry. That kind of sent me on a dizzy moment because I literally just saw it come in and I was like, oh, hello.
Yeah.
It's that strong. I don't feel like it's out of reach, but I feel like my job right now is literally to embody the service that I am mm-hmm. and that I provide and also create the avenue for which it comes in. And not necessarily in a way that feels like you're holding on to it so tightly, but I know that, for example, with what we have going on with this easeful up-level experience that we are creating, that is such a powerful portal for people. And I know that my number one job is to build that. And then once, honestly, I truly feel once that is built, then that is the funnel for which all this abundance comes in.
Yeah.
And so to me, it feels like if I were to just skip through that part and just go straight for the money goal, like, I'm not really necessarily tapping into the full, like, creation potential. Like, that feels very limiting to me. What, like, my brain, like, expands and opens and gets excited, and I see, like, so much more energy coming in whenever I'm just focused in on this, like, this community, this moment, this safe haven that we're building for people to be here at a $300,000 per month experience. Like, that's like how my brain functions best, and what I feel like the reward, need to feel valued from money as a currency. Like, I need to feel that validation. That's why from day one, I've always, like, charged for almost everything except for the work that you and I do together. But I also was kind of just like, I did this exercise with myself too, because I've been like, let me call in abundance, let me call in money. And I'm like, no, it's a given. Like, the money's already there. I just need to create the thing.
Well, this is the thing too. Well, I'm so glad I'm talking to you, because this is very grounding too. Because I do love talking to other people and their mindsets and, like, getting a peek into their world. And I think there's aspects of what you're saying that are going to help me and unlock me in ways of, like,
100%.
Am I playing small? But yeah, because it was interesting when she brought it up. I was kind of like, oh, or even like goals, or asking if I had monetary goals right now. I was like, I'm not worried about it. Which is the first time in my life that I've ever been like, I'm really not worried about it. Truly, I'm not worried about it.
Same.
I've spent like 34 years being worried about it, but now I'm not worried about it, which I think is a whole other vibe, first of all.
Yeah, I do
right?
too.
Like, energetically, to not be worried about it. So, because, like, I had a call, like a, you know, what someone could call a sales call this morning, but to me it was like a coffee chat, and it was amazing. And it was like, the person was like, oh my gosh, this is so magical, and I'm so motivated. And then I, like, didn't pitch them on the call, although I was like, I'd love to work with you, but I was like, let me think about things and send you an idea of something to work with. And it was just, like, so casual and so easy. I'm just, like, not worried about it. But I think it is interesting of, like, when someone says, like, the 300,000, like, my mind goes in a few different places, because energy is the highest currency, higher than money to me. And so in some ways I would rather have health, energy, other things than, like, not that it can't, like, you could have that money and have all the energy and the health, but it has to be done in a way that's aligned and feel ethical. Like, there's a lot of layers to it where it's like the money bottom line is, like, of my least concern. I'm like, what kind of lifestyle am I living, and am I helping people, and, like, and is the community good, and it's like all of those other questions to me. But I think that makes sense of, like, with us too, like, building, we want to make sure that the foundation is really good. So it's less about extracting money from people, and it's more about, let's create this beautiful container and experience to invite them into. And then, of course, the money comes as, like, the secondary, but it's not the primary, like, let's get money. It's just like, let's, you know, who are we speaking to and who are we helping? And then, of course, they're going to, like, exchange their money and, you know, and terms of for our energy, right? It's just like this energetic exchange at the end of the day, where everybody gets served.
Like, yeah, because energy is the highest currency. Like, you want to serve that first, because people will feel that. That's what's going to, like, motivate them to spend the money. It's interesting because I think the same way, Allison, and I don't, like, on the, like, I have stipulations for how the money comes in. Like, I have expectations for this money. I don't just want any money. And I think I felt the way it is to, like, just make money for the sake of money. And it's, like, not exciting. It's not fun. It doesn't give me a dopamine rush. It's just like, okay. But, like, for example, I have a $5,000 check coming in. It's coming in 23 days, but I just got paid $3,000 to do something I really, really love. And this $3,000 to me energetically is so much more exciting than this $5,000 that came from work I don't love. And so it's like, dude, when you feel the feeling, it's like, I want this feeling over here. And I can get up to the 5,000 versus like the five, dude, that it is feels like a three. And
this, that's three, how feels, I feel,
like
a five.
Yeah, it's like you don't even want to make money the other way once you experience it. And so that's where I feel like I love all, like, the money teachings. And I think there's so much, like, I love it when people are like, oh, let's put a big number out there and see how you feel. But I also feel like that number can feel really icky if it's not the right way. So I love how you're like, I have, so what you told me is, like, you have standards. for yes. how you make this money. You're not necessarily blocking yeah. it, but you have like standards on how you want to do it.
It's interesting that you say that. Yeah. No, seriously, because when someone said $300,000 months, to me, a red flag went up.
Right. I was
like, that's red flag money. And maybe it's only based on, and it's not to say, I'm sure there's plenty of people who are ethically pulling that in a beautiful way, or companies that are like, you know, pull in like multi-million dollar months and treating their employees well and not like being shady. So I know there's good ways to do it, but it's, I think I've seen people do it both ways. I've seen people pull a lot of money and be a little sketch about it, the way that they're doing it, or they're not delivering to people the way that they're supposed to, or they're using yucky marketing that make people feel worse about themselves and get them no closer to a solution. This is like a lot of things with like the weight loss industry, actually. One of our guests, right? Gretchen Spetz, who feels very passionate about this. We like often talk about, you know, it's like a multi-billion dollar, probably trillion dollar, I don't even know, industry, right? And most diets are built to fail, right? Or to keep people cycling, or you know, you are kind of leveraging people's desperation and discomfort and health concerns. There's all of these like really pressing important things to people, you know, or yeah, they're just going through something emotional. And you can like get people to buy products that don't work or don't do anything. And these companies that are marketing a lot of this stuff know it doesn't do anything. There's certain supplements or whatever, you know, or like I'm sure you've seen lots of things that are marketed out there that don't actually do the thing that they say that they do. Maybe they don't hurt you, but they're not actually doing anything. It's just marketing, good marketing. So there's stuff like that too, where like, and sometimes honestly, if you wanted to do things the sleazy way, maybe initially you might be able to do it with some success, but I do think karma comes hard for those people and those companies though. So again, I think the having standards of like it being client centered, like it's both and me centered as well. How is my energy? How am I feeling? Is this sustainable? Is this aligned with my purpose? Are we clicking? And then are they getting what they came for? And if, and is it the best money they've ever spent too? Where like they really do energetically feel like they're getting what they came for. And that our marketing is clear for that, like all of that kind of stuff. It's like all the stipulations, right? Of like, we want clean money over here. Okay.
Yeah. I think there's probably more examples of money being made in the low vibrational way versus like examples of money being made in the high vibration way. So that's probably why like our brains go there first. And then there's also the reality of like in the current system that we have built, making that much would feel like there's systems that aren't there, right? So it would feel like a stretch, or it would feel like too much. So then it helps you to think about like, okay, there's that factor. And so how would I build it differently to get there? Or is there any changes I can make now that will help me more easily scale? I think it's like there's a few different ways when you get to that big number, why it feels. And then I also think like there's not a lot of changes that can be made. I think there's a lot of false narrative around when you make that much money, you have to hire staff or you have to hire these sorts of people to support you. You have to spend it in certain ways. And like, I think our brains go there too, which can sometimes feel a little daunting and scary. So I think there's an element of that, but also like, I think, I don't know, I'm just kind of going through it in my own like head and in real time. Like, there's a different way when you put that dollar out there that your brain goes. And so that also might be feeling like a little sticky, like, oh man. So I did that now. Wow.
Well, and honestly, I do think it's cool though. It's like I do like the exercise though, because it does.
I do too.
Sometimes when you do those, it makes you get to watch where your brain goes. Cause that's what I was kind of doing in real time. I was like, well, the story that my brain is telling me is that exact thing. I'd have to hire an entire staff. I'd have to have a budget, like a pretty big budget, you know, to make that kind of money, you're going to be spending a certain amount of money. And I think there's truth to some of that stuff, but there's always non-conventional ways that work better too. Yeah. Right. And so I'm always like, but there's also might be a secret option. Number three, maybe it is an ebook that goes viral And I don't have to have any of that stuff, right? Like, so it is really interesting. But I will say, this is where I do like to talk sometimes with some of my clients too, who are working on like quote unquote quantum leaping with various things, like energetically or even like financially. And it's interesting because I think sometimes the quantum leaps in terms of someone has like a breakthrough and then they like change their behavior, their mindset, all of the stuff. And then all of a sudden there's like, they have the results are showing up. All of a sudden they're making way more money or they're like something where they're like, oh my gosh, I just like quantum leaped in my business or my personal life or something where I'm calling in something different. Sometimes I think it goes smoothly and it's great. And like, they've been building up to it and it's like, it feels like a quantum leap, but really they've been like trudging. they've been getting there for a while. But I do think there is something to be said of like, if people skip too many steps sometimes, or sometimes you get like, you'll interface with someone who will give you an opportunity that you're not fully prepped for. They like hand it to you and run. And then they're like, good luck maintaining it. I think there is something to be said of like, sometimes when you skip some fundamental steps of like, well, how do I manage a team? Or how do I like, where it's okay to take the time to get there. Like, it's okay to build the foundation and for not everything to be a quantum leap and to just consistently show up and to like evolve and grow at like a grounded pace too. Like, I think there's a time and space for both of those things, but this like pressure to be quantum leaping all the time is actually really ungrounding. Like, yeah. I like a good quantum leap. And then I like, what I always tell people is like, I love a good plateau after a quantum leap, because if you're like now operating in a very different way, like financially or with your schedule or something, like it's going to take some integration time where there's going to be moments where your brain is like, what is this? I've been doing things one way for 20 years and now we're doing this now. And you're going to have to like allow for like some mindset freakouts for a second of like, is this sustainable? Is this going to work? Like, you have to like let it integrate too. So like, can we just normalize plateaus at times, right? Where you're like, you're still at a much higher level than you were, you know, a few months ago or a year ago. But you're already like looking to the next milestone, but it's like, it can all be easeful, I guess is all I'm saying. If you feel like you're stuck on this like fast moving train and it's like too much success too fast, too, can be ungrounding. And I just think there's like something beautiful for just allowing yourself the space to just like,
you know, should rename the plateau, because it's really more your moment to enjoy and integrate. So self-care consulting needs to rebrand that, because I do think energetically we need to build in these moments for my word of the year luxuriate. To luxuriate, because if we're not enjoying the abundance that we create on every level, then like, what sort of gratitude are we giving the universe for providing it and providing it like ourselves? Like, for example, I'll just share this current month. Like, I put zero expectations on my revenue because I'm just enjoying the abundance that's coming in. I'm enjoying the lifestyle. I'm taking 2 weeks off at the end of the month to go see you and to go see my parents and things. And my calendar is still fully booked, but I'm also just like not putting a revenue goal on this month because I wanted to enjoy this new beginning that I'm ushering in and give it the proper space to breathe without putting like these hard and fast expectations. Because I knew that if I did that, then I would ultimately be unsatisfied and it would take away from my ability to be able to luxuriate. So I think it's like mind games that you play with yourself too. If like in terms of like what you do in the overflow is when you wake up in the morning and we're planning our day and we're saying like how we want to feel, like you can do that with your month and your year as well. But then like there's actions and behaviors that you can take in order to manufacture and give that result. And sometimes it is just like literally removing expectations.
Yeah. So it's like more of like, it's like enjoyment than, because you're right, plateau has this negative connotation, but I do think it's interesting in terms of like the whole teaching of like the sacred rest, right? Like, okay, you push to this point and you're here and like you're allowed to rest, but I do think people think that it's a backsliding moment. Like energetically, they're like, I got to here and now I'm dipping down, which is why I like the idea of this plateau is that you are maintaining this next new level. It's like a moment of maintenance or integration or like camping. It's like, I got up to this level. I'm glamping right now, to use your luxuriate word of like, okay, I just walked like halfway up this mountain And like, let me just sit here and like look around, because like I don't have to keep going to the peak when like if you look around, all the plants and the animals and everything that are like hopping around right here are pretty epic too. And like, also let me rest my legs, you know, for a hot second before I go up to the peak, right? So, but you're right that I think there is like the semantics of it all. But I think it's just one other way though that people make themselves wrong, right? If they're like, if they have a big leap and then they expect almost like another immediate leap. Mm-hmm. And I do think too, maybe divine timing, or it's even subconsciously you knowing that you need to like breathe for a second. Like sometimes people are like, why am I not trying to call in more clients right now, or trying to, and I'm like, well, maybe you're not meant to. Maybe you don't want to. Maybe you need to breathe for a hot second or build one more system so that like the next jump feels like, easier. Oh, I'm ready for